This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The Oregon National Guard is preparing for its largest deployment since World War II. The troops are going to Iraq, and they include one 26-year-old sergeant who's already been there 3 times. This veteran is spending the months before the deployment getting his affairs in order for himself and for loved ones whom he's leaving behind. April Baer of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
When callers dial 911 in Oregon's coastal Tillamook County, the calm voice on the end of the line is Jeremy Green.
Tillamook 911, do you have an emergency?
He enjoys the job.
I would enjoy it more if I could actually go out on the calls I take.
Okay, we are dispatching help right now, okay?
Green hopes he'll someday graduate to police work, but right now his yearning for service is met by the Oregon National Guard. Sergeant Jeremy Green is 26 years old, but already an experienced soldier with the 1st Battalion 186th Infantry. And preparing for his 4th deployment to Iraq.
We've got a lot of younger guys right now that haven't had the opportunity or, you know, the want to deploy before. Now they're going. They're constantly questioning you. What are we going to expect? What are we going to see? What's it going to be like? What should we do in this? I mean, a lot of what ifs.
There's a lot to do, filling out endless paperwork, his will, power of attorney, and other legal forms. And there's some outstanding personal business. Green holds out a tiny white box containing a big, sparkling diamond ring.
If I was going to get her a ring, by God, it was going to be for the rest of her life, so it better be the right size.
Sandy Edwards, Green's fiance, poses before a mirror at a local bridal shop. Tall and blonde, she looks as if she doesn't have a care in the world. In the background, her girlfriends offer some unsolicited advice on a sweeping champagne wedding gown.
You look like a cupcake.
I like this, though.
Yeah, the beading is nice, but this is just too much.
But Edward's gaze becomes level and serious as she talks about strategy to deal with the separation from her future husband.
I don't know how to prepare. I've never been through it before. I think the hardest part will be coming home to an empty house. You know, I have a roommate right now. It was the plan to have a roommate, so at least I would have company and stuff. I think that'll make it a lot easier to deal with.
At first, Green was concerned Edwards wouldn't understand his commitment to the National Guard. But Edwards says she'll pass much of the time working long hours at her family's sewer repair business. She understands how much he wants to go.
It's what he does, and it's what he loves to do. It's a part of him, and he's ready. He's ready to go. You know, as it gets closer to time, he feels stir crazy.
Sergeant Green and Edwards have both been married before. He says he knows all too well how hard deployments can be for Guard spouses who don't benefit from the structure, support, and camaraderie of living on an Army base.
Your wife, husband, whoever back home, their family, how close do they live? Are they in the same town? And how good of a support network do you have through friends? Are they close friends? You know, are they going to be able to help with daycare if you have kids? Are they going to be able to come over and help fix the plumbing?
Everyday problems like a leaky faucet or more serious ones like childcare are real obstacles for Guard families. There are some 21,000 Army National Guard troops serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. Colonel Dan Hokanson heads the Oregon Guard's 41st Infantry Brigade. He agrees the deployment is a huge adjustment for Guard soldiers and their families, but says their civilian experience is an asset when it comes to rebuilding war-torn communities.
Having spent most of a year in Afghanistan with our soldiers, they've had such an impact on the community because they thought just not about the military piece, but the fact that, you know, this community is going to learn and grow, and they look out for the long term of Afghanistan.
You just need to have a positive mindset. You can play what-if games all day long. You know, as long as you're happy with yourself and where you're at that point, you're going to be fine.
Sergeant Green and some 3,000 other Oregon Guard members will join Army forces in Iraq later this spring. He and Sandy Edwards are planning their wedding after his return. For NPR News, I'm April Baer in Portland, Oregon.